Harry read it aloud. "Harry, I'm flying north immediately. This news about your scar is the latest in a series of strange rumours that have reached me here. If it hurts again, go straight to Dumbledore. They're saying he's got Mad-Eye out of retirement, which means he's reading the signs, even if no one else is. I'll be in touch soon. My best to Ron and Hermione. Keep your eyes open, Harry. Sirius." Harry looked up at Ron and Hermione, who stared back at him.
"He's flying north?" Hermione whispered. "He's coming back?"
"Dumbledore's reading what signs?" said Ron, looking perplexed. "Harry, what's up?" For Harry had just hit himself in the forehead with his fist, jolting Hedwig out of his lap.
"I shouldn't have told him,"
Harry said furiously.
"What are you on about?"
said Ron in surprise.
"It's made him think he's got to come back,"
said Harry, now slamming his fist on the table so that Hedwig landed on the back of Ron's chair, hooting indignantly.
"Coming back because he thinks I'm in trouble and there's nothing wrong with me and I haven't got anything for you."
Harry snapped at Hedwig, who was clicking her beak expectantly. "You'll have to go up to the owlry if you want food." Hedwig gave him an extremely offended look and took off for the open window, cuffing him around the head with her outstretched wing as she went.
"Harry,"
Hermione began in a pacifying sort of voice. "I'm going to bed," said Harry shortly. "See you in the morning." Upstairs in the dormitory, he pulled on his pajamas and got into his four-poster, but he didn't feel remotely tired. If Sirius came back and got caught, it would be his, Harry's, fault. Why hadn't he kept his mouth shut? A few seconds' pain and he'd had to blab. If he just had the sense to keep it to himself. He heard Ron come up into the dormitory a short while later, but did not speak to him. For a long time, Harry lay staring up at the dark canopy of his bed. The dormitory was completely silent, and, had he been less preoccupied, Harry would have realized that the absence of Neville's usual snores meant that he was not the only one lying awake.